Our scripture reading this afternoon will be taken from the first book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit, it brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Man, that's like people who did eat, but they're still awake, that second one. First one was like, we're already out of here, sir. We're already out of here. Hope you had a good afternoon. It's great to see you. Glad you're here. The brethren are handing you out a piece of paper. Looks kind of like this. On that piece of paper is a series of psalms that we're going to go over this afternoon. The Psalms are among the most encouraging, uplifting parts of Scripture, intended to be that way. And many people turn to them when they have difficulties and hardships, challenges. The encouragement in the book as you read through it, it ranges across a wide spectrum of issues and concerns. There's family issues. There are the issues of the wicked prospering. There's enemies. Failed friendships are in there. Loneliness. Heartbreak, loss, faith, challenges to faith, despair, hopelessness, and feeling abandoned even by the Lord. All of that and probably more is found in the Psalms. And so what I thought we would do this afternoon is, with limited interruption, we would read the Psalms together. And by limited interruption, I mean not a lot of comment from me for each Psalm, because then we won't make it through the Psalms. But hopefully, we won't read every one of the 150. We won't do that. That was intended to be a joke. We won't read every one of them. We probably may not make it through all that you'll have on your sheet in front of you. We'll try. Hopefully, though, what will happen is something will be read, A, to encourage, uplift you wherever you are, and to help you in some regard. But then it might encourage you to read some of the rest of these psalms, because they are indeed very good. Some will just have verses. And if you need a piece of paper, hopefully you can keep them and go on after we're done here. The first one is Psalm 1. Jeff read for us the first three verses. I'll finish and then we'll get started. Verse number 4 says, "The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Chapter 2 and verse 1. "Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing?" Verse number 7 of that psalm. "I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today have I begotten you.'" I should tell you this. These were not all chosen by me. I actually asked several preachers as well as other members psalms that might be encouraging to them. And so some of these will be those that they gave me by way of encouragement to them. Some I wouldn't have thought of myself or did not think of myself. Chapter 5. "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning. Heed the sound of my cry for help, for my King and my God, for you, to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me. There is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, O God, by their own devices. Let them fall in the multitude of their transgressions. Thrust them out, for they are rebellious against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exalt in you. For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. When I consider your heavens, the work of your hands, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. I'm reading, coincidentally, from the NASV, the New American Standard Version. If you're reading the King James or the ESV or the New King James, you may have had little lower than heavenly beings or little lower than angels in that section. Chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. Chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Chapter 25. The first three verses. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Chapter 30, verse number 5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Chapter 34, verse 15, down to verse 19. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Chapter 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his descendants begging bread. Chapter 42, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 11. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Verse 11. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. chapter 46, verse 1 and verse 10. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 10, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Some renderings say, stand still and know that I am God. Psalm 51, verse 1. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. That wasn't on there, but verse number 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 61, verse number 3. For you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. 62. My soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you? Like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence, they have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. My soul waits in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. O God, my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. And the balance is they go up. They are together lighter than breath. Chapter 66, verses 16 to 20. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell you of what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth. He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His loving kindness from me. Chapter 73. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant, and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pains in their death. Their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore pride is in their necklace. A garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness, the imaginations of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parades through the earth. Therefore His people return to this place, and waters of abundance are drunk by them. They say, how does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and are always at ease. They have increased in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. For I have stricken or been stricken all day long and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I pondered to understand, it was troublesome in my sight until I came into the sanctuary of God. Surely you set them in a slippery place, or then I perceived their end. Surely you set them in a slippery place as you cast them down to destruction. How are they destroyed in a moment? They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when aroused, you will despise their form. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far off from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of your works. Psalm 84, verse 10 and 11. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 94, verse 17 to 19. If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have dwelt in the abode of silence. If I should say, my foot has slipped, your loving kindness, O Lord, will hold me up. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. Psalm 103, verse 6 to 14. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. Chapter 110, verse 1. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. 112. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. It is well with the man who is gracious and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment, for he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked will see it and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. 118, verse 6. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalm 119. Verses 9 to 11. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart have I sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Verse 73. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. 103 to 105. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? 138, verse 3. On the day I called you, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. Psalm 142. I cry aloud with my voice to the Lord. I make supplication with my voice to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare my trouble before him. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my path in the way where I walk. They have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. For there is no one who regards me. There is no escape for me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Give heed to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring my soul out of prison, so that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Psalm 147, verse number 10. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He does not take pleasure in the legs of a man. I mentioned that I asked people what were some of the songs that encouraged them, and many of these are theirs. It wasn't until after I asked and they answered, days later, I thought I should have asked them why. What about the ones they chose was so encouraging to them? I didn't ask them. I wish I knew. I didn't have to ask one person, though, because I had heard him talk about the song. And it's the one that we ended with. And it seems an appropriate conclusion. He said he chose that psalm, and I've heard him preach that psalm, because it's for the person who may not always feel like they have all the physical trappings. Maybe the person who feels like they were picked last on the playground. The person that was too small. We would refer to him as the underdog. The person without so many qualities and abilities that people are sure that we must have to succeed. No, he said he chose this one because God does not view men that way. He takes no delight in the legs of the horse. He takes no delight in the strength of the individual. No, God looks upon the heart. And any person, as Peter learned, with a heart willing to work righteousness is accepted of him. Friends, that's true of everybody here and everybody who will ever hear these words. That God has the desire to have a relationship with you just as you are. If you're willing to give up sin and come to him, you don't have to change anything else. You don't have to become bigger, stronger, or faster. You don't have to become richer or smarter. You just have to come. With a broken and contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, willing to turn away from sin, willing to acknowledge the Christ and own him, confess his name and be buried with him in baptism. And God will take as much delight in you as in anybody he ever has. And God will wash away every sin. And God will make you new. Don't know what you're experiencing or going through your life. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, give heed to reading, to exhortation. We've heard God's word read. I hope that it benefited, strengthened, and encouraged you in some way. If we can help you in any way, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.